Jesus.
Oh, that's it. Just lift your praises to God. Oh, that's it. Let's magnify Him this night. Oh, clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been thinking, I told the young people, it's been a couple weeks ago now, but that it's always good to come to church with an expectancy. It's always good to come to church expecting God to do something, whether it's a healing, a miracle, or whether it's just something that's needed in our life. It's always good just to expect something. But I said, I told them, just hear me out, because what I'm going to say kind of sounds maybe a little controversial, because sometimes coming and expecting something from church, we can limit God. Because if we come to church with an expectancy like, God, I'm expecting you to do this and this tonight, more than likely that's all that's going to happen is that and that. But if you come expecting the unknown, come expecting the impossible, the miraculous, God, I believe something's going to happen. I'm expecting something to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know God is going to do something tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen. With that said, I came with a high expectancy. With the high expectancy. I know we've had, I was thinking back and recollecting on the services we had with Brother Bryant here. And I was thinking, like, what powerful services we had. What mighty moves of God we had. But then I got to thinking, you know, And that's where that thought really came is, you know, God, I want to expect that every service. And then I just kind of felt, man, if I expect that every service, we'll have that. But that is only one point. God has so much more than that. God wants to take our services beyond that. And I came expecting that here tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Amen. As you're getting your Bibles and turning to Genesis chapter number 32. Chapter 32. All I'm saying is you better get on board quick tonight, because I'm going to be quick, and if you don't, we'll probably already be dismissing. And I kept on praying and like, God, I don't know if this is long enough. I just want to do what you want me to do, God. I want to deliver what you're putting on my heart. And then I just keeps going back to what my dad told me, that Bishop Johnson told him, is there's no such thing as a bad 15-minute message. So we're good. Well, hopefully we can make that. Amen. Amen. But I do feel like God put something in my heart. And that if y'all can just give me just a couple minutes, but expect something. And if you feel a moving, then just step out by faith. Just step out for your answer. I'm not trying to say that there's healing going to happen or whatever. I don't know what it is. It does not have to be a healing, but it can be just something going on in your life. Something. I don't know what. You know what. You and God. But if you feel that urging, I say step out and answer it. Step out. Amen. Genesis 32 and verse number 24. And it says, and Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Amen. For a short little bit of time, I want to preach to y'all just this simple thought. My breakthrough. My breakthrough. Make it personal for us, all of us. My breakthrough. Let's lift our hands and ask God for him to move in this service here tonight. God, we're expecting a mighty move after Jesus in the altar call. God, if you want to move before then, Jesus, we welcome your presence. God, let us respond by faith. Let us step out, God, of our comfort zone. Whatever you feel, God, whatever you lead us to do, let us follow. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that's it. Clap your hands. Oh, God, we praise you, Jesus. We're expecting you, God. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you, and you may be seated. I was just thinking, I told y'all I'm going to be short, and then I remembered Sister Sarah picked me up some Red Bull before because I was feeling tired, so I might be extra short. Praise the Lord. But breakthrough, breakthrough. Breakthrough, according to Google, the definition is sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. It can be anything. Most people think of a breakthrough, a scientific breakthrough. Somebody finds something that's just, they broke through. But there are spiritual and physical breakthroughs. The most common, as we stated, are the scientific. Some major breakthroughs that we might think of are painkillers, the discovery of painkillers, the light bulbs or vaccinations, the Wizard of Menlo Park himself, Thomas Alva Edison, failed 1,000 times before he successfully found the, if I'm not mistaken, the bamboo filament that would keep his light bulb lit. 1,000 times. It was even said that his apprentice would come to him and be like, why are we even trying? We have failed 1,000 times, and you have tried over 2,000 elements. And Thomas Edison just simply looked at him. He said, we have not failed 1,000 times and simply have gone through 2,000 elements. Yet we have found out that there are 1,000 things and 2,000 elements that do not work. And we are that much closer. 1,000 times, if he would have just given up, he would have never got that breakthrough for what we have in here. It might have been somebody else. We never know. But if he would have not stopped trying, if he would have not stopped pushing, there would be no breakthrough for Thomas Edison. A breakthrough can come when one or multiple people do not quit at whatever they might be doing or what they might want for an answer. If there's enough desire, a breakthrough can happen. If you desire it enough in your soul, a breakthrough can happen, as we saw with Jacob. Sometimes a breakthrough comes out of desperation. You're desperate. You don't know what's going to come in your life. You don't know what answer you might need. You get desperate, but then you desire that breakthrough. But sometimes it's hard because you see no light at the end of the tunnel. You see no answer at the end of the tunnel. And so it's so easy to give up. You give up and you forget, and there's no more breakthrough. A state of desiring a breakthrough can come from desperation. A breakthrough does not come from passive prayer. We cannot have a breakthrough by just saying, oh, hallelujah. God, we praise your name. It don't come by passive worship, but it comes by pushing. It comes by something coming out from the gut. God, I need a breakthrough. I don't see anywhere where Jacob was sitting beside. Jacob wasn't sitting down and playing patty cake with the angel, if you could say. But the angel was like, let me go. Even after Jacob refused to let him go, the angel smote the hollow of Jacob's thigh. And Jacob being, I don't know if y'all have ever felt anything like it, but it's not comfortable. And even after that, Jacob persisted for a breakthrough. Jacob needed his breakthrough. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. A breakthrough comes when you are absolutely sick of where you are at. I'm not talking about, you know, well, God, I need something to happen, but I'm okay for right now. If you choose to, it'll come to pass. God, it might be okay. I don't know. But, you know, we'll just make it by. But a breakthrough is, God, there is no other door. God, I don't know what in the world is going to happen in my future. Or, God, I'm struggling so hard with what I'm fighting. God, you see the addiction I'm battling. I cannot break this addiction. God, I cannot make it past. And I'm not letting go of this altar until you break. Give me a breakthrough. I'm not letting go until you touch me, God. Sometime it's going to take that, young people. You got to have your breakthrough. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Put my voice, God, I pray. Hallelujah. When you are in need, when you've had all that you can take, when the devil has thrown everything at you that is possible, and you're at your last wit's end, you just cry out to God, I need a breakthrough. Uh-huh. Numbers chapter 25 and verse number 6. And behold, we're going to verse 8. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So this is right after that Balak has asked Balaam to come. And he says, hey, I want you to come and I want you to curse the children of Israel. And he couldn't curse them. He said, "What? How can I curse that which God has blessed?" But he says, I tell you what. He goes, you get some of your ladies over there and you connect them with them. He goes, they'll then fail. They'll then fall into that. And in Numbers 25 and 1, it says, and the Israelites were committing whoredoms before God. And this is where we see the children of Israel were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. God has put a plague upon Israel. And they're smoting in their hearts, they're like, God, we're weeping before you. We can't take no more. God, we're sorry. God, I'm having all I can take. But there was one man who went one step further. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation, and he took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent, and he thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the women, through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. It was one man. He was sick and tired of where the Israel has gone. He was sick and tired of sitting there going through the plague of that Israel had brought on to them. And he said, you know what? I am not going to deal with this. No longer am I going to have this problem. Jesus' name. Oh, come on, somebody. Sometime it's going to take you getting sick of where you're at. It's going to take you getting sick of the problem that you might have put it on yourself. But you personally got to get over it and get your breakthrough. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. As a young person, it's not going to be easy. As a young person, it's hard to admit failure. It's hard to see that you've done wrong. But sometimes you got to grab it by the horns. It's the altar by the horns. But God, I'm not leaving this altar until I get my breakthrough. Tonight, God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, let's stand. Let's stand right now. Keep up worshiping God. It comes in times when you're in desperate need of help. You're ready for a breakthrough in your life, and you are sick of everything that is going on. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God bless a bit of strength in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We see Jacob as he's coming to an end. We see him wrestling with an angel. All before that's been going on, nothing good has been going on in Jacob's life. From the beginning of his time, Jacob's been known as a deceiver. His whole life has been built upon deception. Deception. And because he's either been deceived or he is deceiving somebody. Oh, but Jacob was not happy. He's like, God, I know what's going on in my life. God, I see the problems going on in my life. But I know, God, that you are able to give me a breakthrough right now. Oh, that's it. Come on. Come on, worship God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, that's it. Come on. Yeah. Worship into your breakthrough. Pray into your breakthrough. Oh, that's it. That's it. If you are serious about your breakthrough, you're going to pray like you've never prayed before. If you are serious about your breakthrough, you're going to worship like you've never worshiped before. Jesus.